We're up to the 17th chapter of John. This is the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Probably, if you can put an order like this, I don't know if that's appropriate or possible, but I've seen other ministers do this. I was going to say this is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. I've seen Romans 8 called the greatest chapter in the Bible, and Hosea, a chapter in Hosea. I think that the minister called it the second greatest chapter in the Bible, that briefly talks about Hosea going down to the slave market and buying his wife back. And the idea, or the minister meant, that it was a picture of the whole Bible story in just one little incident there. But I think this is one of the greatest chapters. So much blessing in it. We won't take the whole chapter this morning. That's hard for me to do. If I were taking this at home, I'm sure I would split it into at least three parts, and then I wouldn't finish. Jesus praying for the glory of God at first, that God would glorify his name in glorifying his Son, and then praying for his disciples, and then praying for all of us, all those who would believe on him through their word. But I was thinking about last night, I was just thinking about the things that we heard. This was even after I got the text message, so I hope this isn't muddled in any way, but it was a little late. I was thinking about the things that we've heard over this weekend and reading this passage, and I just thought about the great mercy and love of God. We talked about how God's love is a giving love, and I started noticing the word give in this chapter. And I just want to call your attention, not to necessarily every instance of the word give, but I was thinking of the different gifts in this chapter. One is the Father's love gift to his Son. We read about it right at the beginning, that you have given me these disciples. Second verse, you've given me the Son power, authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to as many as thou hast given. Father's love gift to his well-beloved Son is the body of believers, those that would believe on him. The bride, we could call it the bride of Christ, those who come to faith in Jesus, those who whose hearts are awakened, they receive eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just had a wedding recently back at church, and this was from Sister Gerda's church, and the lovely young bride, who had just recently been baptized at the last baptismal service we had, didn't have anyone in this country. She didn't have anyone to give her away. And I missed that part of the service. I have it written down, you know, I had to skip that. Who gives this woman to be married to this man? You know how the minister says that. And the father says, I do, or her mother and I do. She's his, but he gives her away. And she didn't have anyone, as I said, and I skipped that part and missed it, because it is a lovely part of the service. The minister asks that question as if he doesn't know the answer, what's going to happen. Who gives this woman to marry?
Well, that's part of the ceremony, you know.
Oh, you? Oh, okay.
I do.
And he gives her over to the groom. And that's the picture we have, especially in the Gospel of John. You see that, and in the epistles, that we are chosen out of this world by the Father, precious to him. Jesus is the first one who is elect, and we are elect in him. Chosen of God, we read in Peter, elect, precious. And then it says that you are living stones, also precious, so precious to God, and you're chosen by him. And here we have that the Father gives the gift of believers, the gift of the bride to his Son. That's his love gift. And he deserves it, doesn't he? I delight to do your will, oh my God. Sacrifice, an offering thou didst not desire, a body thou hast prepared me. In that body I come to do your will. I delight to do your will. Oh God, your law is within my heart. And so the eternal purpose is fulfilled through the obedience of the Son. And no wonder the Father says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Or in Isaiah, in one of the servant songs, behold my servant. Behold him, take a look at him, my soul delights in him. I put my spirit upon him. He will accomplish salvation's plan. He will bring sinners to salvation, to life eternal. It says in that passage in Isaiah 42, he will not fail, he will not be discouraged till he brings forth the victory. No wonder the favor of the Father rests upon him. This is my well-beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And all of you parents know that when your child whom you love gets married, you just want to, you wish you could give him the world, you know, you just want to give him everything that you can, or her, right? It's just in your heart to do that. Well, here was the Father's precious beyond we can't put a value on it. Father's gift to the Son. In fact, in Isaiah also, and then quoted in the book of Hebrews, you see him coming with the believers to the throne. Behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me. And then one more. The Father gave the Word. But then the Son gives to us, the disciples, and those who believe on him through the disciples' word. That's all of us here this morning. There are gifts for us too. Eternal life. That he, Jesus, might give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. What a glorious gift for those who were dead in trespasses and sins. Perhaps they were breathing, they had natural life, of course they were, but now they were quickened, raised together with Christ. They received life that never ends, the life of God. And it begins here, doesn't it? Eternal life begun below, the song says. Eternal life begun below now fills my heart and soul. I'll sing his praise forevermore, whose blood has made me whole. Life eternal. And then let's see. I found that I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. What a precious thing to have the word of God spoken to us by his own mouth, the Son of God. He is the living word. He lives in our hearts. He quickens by the Spirit the written word to us. And the word that God sends forth does not return to him void, but accomplishes that for which he sends it. And if you read that prophecy in Isaiah 55, it's the most marvelous thing what God does through his word. And there's a gift also beyond any possible value we could ascribe to it. We sang in the primary department, I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. I have given them the words which thou gavest me. The words that I speak to you, Jesus told his disciples, they are spirit and they are life. There's a love gift, another love gift that the Son gives to those who have been given to him. Life eternal. The words that have been given. Another one. I have manifested thy name, verse 6. Unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me. There's that picture. She belongs to her father, but she's given to the groom. Thine they were, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. I have manifested thy name. Isn't that tremendous? That means that Jesus makes the character of God known to us. And as we heard yesterday afternoon, that to me was very wonderful. The nature of God is imparted to us. This is what Jesus does for his disciples. He manifests the Father's name to them, that they might know thee, it says earlier in this chapter. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And he says it repeatedly, as we've already seen. Those you gave me, those you gave me. We belong to Jesus because of the Father's choice and because of the Father's love gift to his well-beloved Son. And then precious Jesus, he becomes precious to us as well, and he bestows these tremendous gifts upon us, upon those who belong to him, those who are in his church, eternal life, manifesting the Father's name, the Word of God, the presence of the Lord, that we might live in him. It goes on to, we won't go too much longer because we have to get to one other thing, and that is that we have a gift too that we can bring to him that's mentioned in this chapter. Verse 6, you gave them me and they have kept my words. You gave me your words, and I gave them to them, and they have kept your words. Verse 8, they received your words. They have known surely that I came out from thee. They have believed that thou didst send me. And then he goes on to pray for those who have been given to him. It just stood out to me yesterday evening, or should I say last night, this giving in the Godhead. Jesus said, love as I have loved you. The love of God, Romans 5, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, that's giving love. Not getting, but giving. In fact, I think, I didn't look it up, but just saying it now, I think the word given is right there. To underscore this, it's so much giving, giving, giving. Let's see. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Another gift, the gift of the Father's love for us, that we might know Jesus and have Jesus. Well, as you can see, it's too wonderful for words. I'm having a problem. I give them my joy. I give them myself. Oh, Father, I pray for them. But what do we give? We can give our hearts and give our love and offer our full obedience. We've heard about that over these days. This is our love gift. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will send the Comforter to you. You can just not only read it and be enlightened and blessed by it, but you could actually feel it. When you read John 14, 15, 16, 17, 13, well, the whole Bible, but especially right here, you just feel it. God's love. Jesus' care for the disciples. And as he works in our hearts, by his grace, we can respond to his loving heart and love him in return and offer him ourselves and our full and glad obedience. I'm reminded of a song that I think of my Uncle Gordon when I sing this song, but we've kind of taken it and used it at home too in Ridgewood. And I'm just going to say the words of the chorus because it seems so to fit with what we've been hearing in these days. It says this, and this is a wonderful joy, a wonderful privilege for us all, because the way has been opened. Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with his joy, his peace, and his rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to him my life at its best. And that just came to me as I've been speaking. I'd just like to... I wasn't even going to do this. Is anybody here who ever heard that chorus and who would sing it with me? Good, we have to start high, so that's a little tough, but... Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with his joy, his peace and his rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to him my life at its best. Once more, others can join now. Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with his joy, his peace and his rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to him my life at his best. Part of one of the verses comes to me. As we're going forth, I just want to say this too. I'm going to read all the verses and then we'll sing the chorus again. But this was it. The last verse ends with, "Give me a tongue to tell it today." I like that. Here it is. "Glorious truth, yes, Christ is my Savior. Light is my way, my mind is at peace. Gone is the burden, gone all the turmoil. In Jesus Christ I found sweet release. Dead is the past, his blood has it covered. Gone are the sins that led to despair. Wonderful love that sent the Lord Jesus down to a cross to die for me there. Praise to his name, O glorious freedom. Freedom from guilt, from fear and dismay. Victory in Christ is life's sweetest story. Give me a tongue to tell it today." Amen. Once more. "Living each moment, living in Jesus, filled with his joy, his peace and his rest, following gladly, fully obedient, giving to him my life at its best." Now, I don't know if John 17 was ever spoken of like that. It's such a great chapter and such a big, big thing, but just picked that one idea. That the love of God is giving love. And you see that in the Son gives his all to the eternal purpose. The Father gives the precious gift of believers to his Son. And his words are given through the Son to the believers. And eternal life and the name manifested and the joy and walking in God and living in his presence. What precious gifts. And we want to bring our love gift too. We can only love him because he first loved us. Whatever love we give in return is just, I always feel, just a little bit of the great love of God. But as he inspires it, it can grow and we can follow on gladly. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm reminded today of reading Spurgeon, a book of his on the, well, someone put it together, compiled his sermons on the Song of Solomon, and I've been blessed by that over the years. But several times as you read through those sermons, you come upon this little couplet that he quotes, because he's trying to show forth the glory of Christ, of course, and the great love of Jesus and the treasures that are ours in him, the treasures of love, the depths of the riches of love in Christ Jesus. And he's trying to just describe them. Well, if anyone could describe them, Spurgeon could. Probably far better than any preacher we've ever heard, as far as eloquence goes. But he says this little, he's rhapsodizing, if that's a word. And you're just taken with the way he can express himself. And then he says this, and he doesn't attribute it, and that bugs me a little bit, because I'd like to know where this comes from. But he says this, "Living tongues are dumb at best. We must die to speak of Christ." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Praise yourself.
myself afresh to you, Lord, this morning. At the end of this season, you have been so faithful and loving and kind and merciful to us. And we just want to give ourselves afresh and anew to you at the close of this 2011 season. Oh, Lord, we are yours. Draw us nearer. Help us to walk with you and be fully obedient, consecrated to you. Hallelujah. We go from this place with joyful assurance. Yes, melted in your presence, but joyful beyond measure because we have you. Hallelujah. You are so loving and giving, and we want to share in that too, Lord. It's not getting, but giving. Oh, Lord, shed that love of God abroad in my heart this morning by the Holy Ghost, I pray, for your name's sake and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.